You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government says it won't be apologising for the flawed robo-death scheme. One of its victims is 27-year-old Reese, who took his own life after being pursued for a substantial debt. His mother, Jennifer Miller, says her son broke under the pressure.
He apparently owed $28,000 or a bit over. He was hounded by Centrelink because he was vulnerable and certainly suffered terrible panic attacks and anxiety and depression, which Centrelink were very aware of. He just could not cope anymore.
On Friday afternoon, the federal government stated it would refund $720 million for more than 450,000 welfare debts, a result of faulty income assessments made by the Australian Taxation Office. The robo-debt scheme saw hundreds of thousands of people issued with computer-generated debt notices. Some notices made demands for payment from people who did not owe the government any money. Miss Miller says an apology is needed.
I think there are a lot of people that deserve an apology. Honestly, an apology will go a long way. Obviously, it's never going to get my boy back. But they need to recognise that this was not done correctly.
But an apology, Attorney General Christian Porter will not give. Mr. Porter, who was Minister for Social Services while the scheme was in place, told the ABC he would not apologise.
Well, the system was flawed. I'm not going to use that word because there's litigation ongoing, and as Attorney General, I can't use that sort of language in the context of litigation.
About 11,000 claimants have signed up to a class action against the controversial program. Labor's government services spokesman Bill Shorten says Prime Minister Scott Morrison is among those who need to be held to account.
When robo-debt was rolled out with no human oversight, an unlawful scheme, the current Prime Minister was the then Treasurer chasing innocent Australians for debts they never owed. At the core of this robo-debt scandal has been unlawful government action which has caused untold hardship and distress. It's the hardship and distress which this government doesn't want to apologise for.
The announcement came 1 week after the government announced an error relating to the JobKeeper scheme. That error was also announced on a Friday afternoon, which Labor's Jim Chalmers says is a tactic designed to minimise media coverage. Treasury and the ATO blamed businesses for making errors in their applications after revising the cost of the program from $130 billion to about $70 billion. Jim Chalmers told Sky News making these sorts of announcements on a Friday afternoon is just sneaky timing.
And I think what that shows is this is a government which is desperate to evade accountability that should flow from historic blunders like these two, which have been made and fessed up to in the last couple of weeks.
And if this story has raised concerns, crisis support is available from Lifeline on 13 11 14. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.